This is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And this beautiful Friday morning, I want to say big shout out to all our listeners who have been faithfully listening to Make Your Day Count Monday through Friday. I got to give a big shout out to you. We pray here that the Word of God is doing a great job in your life. The Word of God enrich your life. That's our prayer here. Why we come faithfully every week is to give the Word, and we believe with great expectation that it is doing a great job in your life. And your life is becoming better and better by the Word of God. You are becoming more fruitful by the Word of God. You are practicing the Word. So Dan and I encourage you that you are to practice the Word of God. Practice the Word. It is. As you keep practicing it, you will see it. You will see what it says. And we emphasize this a lot here, and we'll keep emphasizing it because we have experienced it. The only reason why we are saying it to you is because we have experienced it. And we are teaching what we experience, that once we stop just reading the Word and say, okay, God going to work, but we read it and do it, we see how God works. So we know how God works. This is how God works. We read the Word. We believe that that is the Word of God. And that is the voice of God that just speaks to us through those words. Now, we're going to get up and go do it. And so we started do it. And by we doing it, we get the result. That's how it works. We get the result by the Word. If there is the Word for you, you will get the result.
It gives us the courage and the strength to continue to show up for reaping day.
Yeah.
The Word of God gives us the courage and the strength so that we are in position. We are in our place of reaping so that we show up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 tells us, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart."
Yeah.
So in order to reap, we can't lose heart, mm-hmm. which means that we must continually be encouraged and strengthened through the Word of God. You know, when we get in this Word and we start seeing the great exploits and the great triumphs and the faith that was activated, not just the faith that people knew about or heard about, but the faith that people experienced when they began to step out and be obedient to the Word of God. And then also the other part where we see where people were not obedient, when they were disobedient, and the only person who they were delaying and the only person who they were holding back was their own self when they were disobedient. Because there was specific places where God was guiding his people as he continually is today. There were specific places where he was guiding them, where he was telling them to go, where he was sending them. And there were people who were obedient, and there were people who were trying to get out of it. And we see the results of their life. It's an example book. It's a map of what works and what doesn't work. And then you even see in the Word, like where there were people experiencing the same emotions and feelings like that we have, you know, when we have an expectation, when we're waiting for something, and then we see other people getting it before us, and then we may, you know, begin to be a little envious or become bitter because we haven't gotten it yet. It shows us people just like that in the Word. And it also shows us that the different people who waited for long periods of time, but then what they reaped was well greater than what they ever expected. It shows us that. All those examples are there. It shows us that he will continue, God will continue to preserve us, that he will continue to empower us. Like when he commissioned Joshua, he said, be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. That was it. That was the extent of what he was telling him to do, because everything else was already laid out. The promised land was already there. Everything that he needed to be able to enter in, to bring the people in, it was already there. So the only thing that he needed to carry out the plan of God was strength and courage. So when we're in the Word of God, when we're reading the Word of God, it's given us the strength and the courage to do what God has already positioned and appointed us to do.
Yes. And so I'm going to share on this Friday morning a living testimony of how the Word of God worked in my life recently. So this is it. Recently, I went to the doctor. I'm having some trouble, health issues. So I went to the doctor. So the doctor sent me for a test. And the test shows that I have a blockage in my right kidney. And so now the doctor was very concerned about this blockage that the test shows. So he says, I'm going to refer you to a specialist. And the specialist will have to find a way to remove that blockage. But before you go, I'm going to send you to do a CT scan. And the CT scan will tell us definitely what's all going on. So I heard the report, and I says, okay. And I came home, and I told Diane what happened, what the doctors, and that I'm going to go back to do a CT scan. Now, this is it. We teach this here. So we are a believer, not a doubter. So Diane texts me and says from Exodus chapter 14. See, not her word. Because her word or my word is not what God going on. God only move on his word. So she texts me, Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13. And it read, and Moses says to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again no more. That's the word she gave me. And she now, this is her, that's the word of God, and she had to it now. I believe for a clean doctor's report, that which was seen shall not be seen again no more forever. She sent that to me. For I did the second test, CT scan. She said, do the possible, and God has done the impossible. What was my part? Believe. What was God's part? Is impossible. So I say, amen. So I text her back and say, amen. So shall it be. That's my part. Believe. Amen. So shall it be. No question. So I went back now to do the CT scan and for them to get a clear picture of where that clot is. I got a call from my doctor after I took the CT scan. And he says, well, I got good news. Your CT scan clear you. Your kidney is fine and there is no blockage in there. Hallelujah. It was there before. But according to whose word? The word of God. Exodus 14, 13. And Moses says to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. So that was me. In 2023, she said, that's the word for you. Stand still and see the salvation of God. For the clot that they see today, they will not see it again forever. Just put that, paraphrase it. That's how it works. The Word of God works every time, anywhere, any place, and any time when you do it. But you have to what? Do it. You got to locate the Word, believe the Word, know that what God says, and do it. That's how it works. And so here's a testimony I share. Share a personal testimony of how the Word works. We share so many testimonies here from the Bible. The Bible example, the woman with issue of blood. That was her testimony. We share that it worked. We share another testimony with the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years. That was his testimony. It worked. But in 2023, the Bible still worked. I shared my testimony that it worked. Who did it? God did it.
And that word came before any of this was even going on. Because we were teaching a couple weeks prior to that, and Pastor said, go to Exodus 14. So this was before anything felt wrong in him, before any appointment that he ended up going to that had came. Because when we prepare a topic, we have different scriptures that we know that we'll go to, but that scripture was not in part of the preparation. Right. So Pastor had focused on that. So really the word came before the situation even came. The word came. So that word, when I sent that to him, it was fresh because we had just a couple weeks before it had came during the broadcast of this program. But the word came before we needed the word. It came beforehand. So it was fresh right there into remembrance to pull it out for that situation. So God prepares us beforehand.
Come on.
In order to be able to go through, in order to get to. And this is also a big time for Pastor in his business and such, things that he was working on. There's been more progress done in this year than probably the last 5 years in different things that he's been working on. He's progressed so fast just in this year, 2023, things that have been drug out for a period of time are just coming at due season time right now.
Expressly,
one after the other, exceedingly and abundantly timeline of the projects that he's been working on have just been busting through and is coming into full manifestation. So, of course, the enemy going to want to send a setback. He's going to want to set a delay. He's going to want to slow him down in some way, put fear in him that he's not going to see it to completion. No, he's going to see it to completion. And then the fruit thereof afterwards.
So he's telling you, we're encouraging you, my brothers and sisters out there, it's not a holy end thou or have more faith, because I don't believe we have more faith than you out there. It's simple, take God at his word and do it. We can't put it no more simpler way. We just take God at his word and do it. And because we take God at his word and do it, we get the what? The results.
Well, God is no respecter of person. It is equal unto all. The word of God is accessible unto all. I don't like what people say, well, I just don't know the scriptures like that. Well, you know a lot of stuff. So you know what you focus your meditation and your attention toward. So let's not say we don't know the word when the word is available unto all of us and the Holy Spirit is here to teach us and the word is ready for us to use.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Coast Realty is your local realtor